Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 224 for Thursday, January 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed Thursday, although the bias was to the upside in the most active contracts. Canola up a dollar to down a dollar. The March contract up 90 cents at $485.90 per ton. Solid gains in Chicago soy oil provided some spillover support for canola, while the ongoing weakness in the Canadian dollar also underpinned the futures. The currency dropped below 70 U.S. cents yesterday and was testing new lows today. Exporters and domestic crushers were both said to be showing solid demand, although increased farmer selling on the other side did keep canola within a rather narrow range. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans up, corn mixed, and wheat down. Soybeans steady to up 2 cents, the March contract up 2 at $8.82 per bushel. Soybeans did start the day on the defensive as improving South American crop weather and relatively large U.S. supplies weighed on prices. However, after that initial selling pressure subsided, beans managed to see a continuation of the short covering bounce that's supported prices the past 3 days. Solid weekly export sales of just over 1.1 million tons contributed to the gains in soybeans, with strength in crude oil also lending support. For corn, prices were within a penny of unchanged at the close, the March contract holding steady at $3.58 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports at 669,000 tons came in above trade guesses, and that did lend some support. The USDA also reported a separate sale of 102,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Advances in crude oil helped underpin corn as well, given the grain's connection to ethanol production. However, losses in wheat and rising South American production prospects tempered the gains, and that kept corn narrowly range-bound. Wheat was down 3 to 9 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 9 at $4.68 per bushel. The strong U.S. dollar and ample world supplies continue to limit the competitiveness of U.S. wheat on the global market. That's keeping prices drifting down in an effort to drum up more demand. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales at 274,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, but still slow overall. Generally favorable conditions for the time being for winter wheat crops in both the U.S. and the Black Sea region also weighed on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.